Bono's Unit Circle.
Or
how I got nailed by defense post problem. Oh boy, I don't feel less of a programmer. I was just exploring the unit circle. I never had the opportunity to write screensavers. I always wrote mighty code and mighty code generators. But I woke up early morning, as I have been trying to switch to enjoy summer some more, and my days do seem extremely long now, and I enjoy that quite a bit. And the first thing that jumped on me as soon as I opened my eyes was the ring with my ancient pierogies. You may know them as Peru froggies. I have distributed the scaled down froggies evenly around a circle. But that made it so that there was almost no space between the big frogs and a lot of space between the little ones. I have made some errors in my audio recordings recently. I said radius rather than diameter. I thought rings were measured by their radius. But it makes sense that a 17 millimeter radius ring would be something a lady would wear on an oddly large toe. And then I said Boolean math node instead of compare node, which is kind of Boolean operation related. And I made another error at 250, but I forget which video. So much for that. And on top of this, FFmpeg, my audio to video converter, started working way too slow after I upgraded to Fedora 36, and I had to switch to a different audio visualization algorithm. It looks nice though, at least until I get FFmpeg going properly again. And even worse, Nevo, the video driver for Linux, started crashing Krita when I was using my tablet, and Blender wouldn't even dare to apply a texture to any of my objects. Everything crashed. Until this weekend, when I fixed it, I never rendered anything with Blender. I had to switch from Nevo to the real NVIDIA drivers. Closed source. Yuck. But at least for now, I must switch away from Fedora. Probably switch to Debian. I've been with Fedora since the beginning. Probably 97, 98 or so. It is a nice operating system, Linux-based. But I don't know, I want to be closer to the underlying operating system, the old school Linux. I should probably switch away from using Atom Editor to VI. I used to use Emacs, I'm tired of it now. And you know, my Atom Editor, like an hour ago, started crashing because of the little blank pane it opens. I should probably update it now. All my writing and software is all in the first draft phase and very experimental, as I am still learning and exploring the whole world of writing books. I must pay better attention to potential mistakes, oh yeah, but I am becoming a much better writer already. Long road from squirty squirrels that ate my trail mix, though I am certain I will never beat the Midnight Owl poem. Maybe I have been beaten by it. But to be fair, I wanted to give extra thought to the froggies, because I feel it is an important ring. I will be working on a series of enchanted rings, and the froggies are probably the first creation in that series. So I thought to myself,
Unit, circle!
And in my style of teaching and discovery, I began explaining the problem as if talking to a rubber duck. Above all, a circle is not a perfect thing to be decorating rings with. No, because you really don't want anything on the bottom of the ring. So when applying decorations to rings, the arc is the magical thing. But to keep things easy, I set my arc to be half a circle, 180 degrees. I really feel strongly about this. The arc is very useful. And rather than doing all the math by myself, I used the new nodes in Blender, especially the accumulate node. It accumulates numbers that are sent through a geometry stream. So if you send a box that is 1 pixel tall, followed by a box that is 2 pixels tall, the accumulate node will first say, hey, you got a 1 in here, followed by, oh, now you got 3. So see what it's doing? It's adding. It's not just looking at the sizes of the boxes, but it's adding them together, accumulating. In standard programming, this is called a reducer. Spreadsheet programs are a good example, as they reduce long lists to a single value that appears in the cell. I continued setting things up with round numbers. I had 10 points to my 100 degree arc with 10 millimeter radius, and so on. It took a couple of hours to set everything up. I was very relaxed, you know, not doing anything in particular, just trying to figure out the unit circle. And I discovered that I had to come up with what I termed a custom coordinate system. As all I care about for moving the parts was radians that I then shifted with simple multiplication. Remembering that tau is the circumference of the circle, no, this is not a mistake this time. I highly recommend celebrating Tau Day. I cut it in half to get just the pi and freaking divided it by the number of parts of the arc. Youch. Gosh diddly darn it. It is because I recently made fun of the fence post problems in my Bling Thinking in Geometry Nodes poem. Serves me right. I had a lot to test because I needed to reset positions of all my objects first, already distributed on an arc evenly by Blender itself. And then I had to yank them back, positioning them based on their size. I saw that my math worked. I could see it with my eyes, except not with the necessary precision. Everything was off by a little bit, about 10%. And when I enlarged things, everything went crazy. My math worked. It was the floating point operations that were wrong. So I assumed geometry nodes, being under development, somehow, somewhere, the doubles are getting damaged or truncated. And I double-checked that I am not casting the doubles to integers, which would cut off the remainders and in fact mess up geometry just like I was seeing. I walked away from my computer. My algorithm worked, clearly. But the floating point precision was not there. Hey, you know, I'm not gonna blame Blender. I made dinner By wrapping some flavored fish in a bit of pita bread, very la-di-da, and started writing a poem about my magical ring collection. It was halfway through when it finally hit me. The adjustment I was making to make everything work correctly was 10%, or 0.1 of the millimeter measurement. And I had 10 things. When you have 10 things and you are off by almost precisely 10% or 1, you done goofed. You just got nailed with a fence post problem. I didn't even have to look at the code. I just dropped a math node on my custom coordinate system algorithm, set it to subtract 1, and everything went swoosh and became perfect. And then, somehow in the process, I lost track of my fish dinner, and now I had to put it in the refrigerator because I'm no longer interested in eating it. You know, it turned out I was the precision problem.